The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf scatters and catches them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have the power to lay it down and the power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. This weekend is known as the Good Shepherd Sunday because of the imagery in today's gospel. Jesus used terms good shepherd, hired man to clarify his relationship with his flock, a flock that includes you and I. Thus, Jesus is depicted as a good shepherd. Glorifies the profound intimacy between the divine and the human. His knowledge of his sheep extends far beyond mere acquaintance. It delves into the depth of our being, encompassing our joy, sorrow, our triumphs and struggles. This intimate knowledge echoes the divine intimacy shared within the Holy Trinity itself, where God the Father, knowledge of Jesus, transcends past mere awareness to the profound understanding of his essence. And since they are said to be consubstantial to one another. Likewise, Jesus intimately knows each one of us. From the intricate complexities of our heart to the smallest details of our lives. His love for us surpasses and our comprehension, and he too embraces us with all our flaws. In this unwavering devotion, Jesus desired nothing more than for us to remain within the safety of his flock under his watchful care. His promise is to never forsake us. He will always stand as a statement to his boundless love and mercy for us, offering solace and reassurance in the midst of life's uncertainties. In contrast to the steadfast devotion of Jesus as the Good Shepherd, a hired man lacks deep root commitments that characterizes genuine care. When faced with adversity, a hired man's allegiance falters and the flock is in danger. The gospel passage vividly illustrates this, as it says that the hired man will flee at the mere sight of a wolf, prioritizing his self-preservation over the well-being of the flock. In such moments of crisis, the flock is left scattered, devoid of guidance and unprotected, gripped by fear and uncertainty. However, Jesus stands in stark contrast to the hired hand, showing unwavering dedication and selflessness. Instead of retreating in the face of adversity, he remains steadfast by our sides. His voice resonates with reassurance and compassion. In times of fear, trouble, pain, or grief, Jesus does not sink away. Rather, he emerges as a beacon of hope and strength, leading us forward with the unwavering love and guidance, ensuring us that we will never walk alone in life's journey. John's letter on second reading confirms this relationship between God and us. We see what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called children of God. We are the beloved children of God. What a gift. Being known as a child of God means that we feel the unconditional love of a parent, despite the times when we might stray away from the relationship on account of our own sin. However, God does not abandon us in these moments. Rather, he continually gathers us up and brings us back to the one flock with the one shepherd, Jesus Christ. Now, recently, my son, who's a youth minister in Sarnia, Canada, wrote a short article on today's reading for their weekly bulletin up there. And you might find it interesting. He begins, G.K. Chesterton is known to have said that Jesus promised his 12 disciples and all of his disciples, both then and now, three things that they will find in public ministry. That they will be fearless. That they will be absurdly happy. And in constant danger. Today we are reminded that to be a sheep in Jesus' flock is a gift. Yes, in this world that prides itself on being an individual, it can be an insult to someone who you call your sheep, or better yet, a sheeple. As the new political commentator liked to remind us, this is not cool. Now, Jesus says, I know my own, and my own know me, and they will listen to my voice, and I will lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus is the good shepherd. Thus, there will be one flock and one shepherd. Jesus calls us to be like sheep. And there are two important characteristics that we can learn from our fluffy animal role. First, sheep truly trust their shepherd, even when they don't understand, because they know of the shepherd's love. Second, sheep stay together in one flock, even when the wolves are roaming around, because they are unified and protected by the shepherd. And so it is good to be in Jesus' flock. Now, I'm not suggesting that we are to go around wearing Argyle sweaters and graze in the public parks or even in our backyard. It will scare people, which is not exactly the goal of what we do. Instead, let us trust Jesus more by immersing ourselves in the learning more of our faith, of our church, and of God's love. And then come together to discuss our faith. As a flock, we can grow closer together, growing beyond our four walls, becoming more unified in Christ, and not to exclude ourselves into different groups. That then we like timeshare the good shepherd. But we become one unified flock. And so the challenge for the future, I think, for us, is for everyone to become more a part of our parish family here at St. Rose. Let us get to know each other. Let us get to know the other sheep of our flock. And help each other to become better sheep or sheeplets, a better flock, and in constant trouble together. God bless.